Welcome, dear Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. Moreover, that we much did long to see you, the need we have to use you did provoke our hasty sending. Something have you heard of Hamlet's transformation, so call it, sith no the exterior nor the inward man resembles that it was. What it should be, more than his father's death that thus hath put him so much from the understanding of himself, I cannot dream of. I entreat you both that, being of so young days brought up with him, and sith so neighboured to his youth and haviour, that you vouchsafe your rest here in our court some little time, so by your company to draw him on to pleasures, and to gather so much as from occasion you may glean, whether aught to us unknown afflicts him thus, that opened, lies within our remedy.
Good gentlemen, he hath much talked of you, and sure I am, two men there are not living to whom he more adheres. If it will please you to show us so much gentry and goodwill as to expend your time with us a while, for the supply and profit of our hope, your visitation shall receive such thanks as fits a king's remembrance.
Both your majesties might, by the sovereign power you have of us, put your dread pleasures more into command than to entreaty.
But we both obey, and here give up ourselves in the full bent to lay our service freely at your feet to be commanded.
Thanks, Rosencrantz and gentle Guildenstern.
Thanks, Guildenstern and gentle Rosencrantz. And I beseech you instantly to visit my too much changed son. Go, some of you, and bring these gentlemen where Hamlet is.
Heavens make our presence and our practices pleasant and helpful to him.
Aye, amen.
The ambassadors from Norway, my good lord, are joyfully returned.
Thou still hast been the father of good news.
Have I, my lord? Assure you, my good liege, I hold my duty as I hold my soul, both to my God and to my gracious king. And I do think, or else this brain of mine hunts not the trail of policy so sure as it hath used to do, that I have found the very cause of Hamlet's lunacy.
Oh, speak of that. That do I long to hear.
Give first admittance to the ambassadors. My news shall be the fruit to that great feast.
Thyself do grace to them and bring them in. He tells me, my dear Gertrude, he hath found the head and source of all your son's distemper.
I doubt it is no other but the main, his father's death, and our o'er-hasty marriage.
Well, we shall sift him. Welcome, my good friends. Say, Voltimond, what from our brother Norway?
Most fair return of greetings and desires. Upon our first, he sent out to suppress his nephew's levies, which to him appeared to be a preparation against the Polak. But better looked into, he truly found it was against your highness, whereat grieved that so his sickness, age, and impotence was falsely borne in hand, sends out arrests on Fortinbras, which he in brief obeys, receives rebuke from Norway, and in fine, makes vow before his uncle never more to give the essay of arms against your majesty. Whereon, old Norway, overcome with joy, gives him 60,000 crowns in annual fee, and his commission? To employ those soldiers, so levied as before, against the Polak, with an entreaty herein further showed, that it might please you to give quiet pass through your dominions for this enterprise, on such regards of safety and allowance as therein are set down.
It likes us well, and at our more considered time we'll read, answer, and think upon this business. Meantime, we thank you for your well-took labour. Go to your rest. At night we'll feast together. Most welcome home.